Well, good morning, everybody. Well, if you weren't awake, you are now. Thanks, Brutal Brunch, for getting us started this morning. It is Saturday, and it looks like it's September the 15th, the Ides of September. And Les says, there's no Ides of September, right? Talk right in the microphone there.
Well, if there are no Ides of September? I'll have to talk to Julius Caesar about that and see what he has to say.
Do you have a direct connection to him?
Thank you very much for your chronological approach.
It was just a joke.
Well, if that's what you call it, okay.
Okay. Good morning, Les. How are you?
I'm well, Mike. Thank you.
And I know that your son, Mark, is outside looking for a parking space.
Right.
What a crazy thing.
Yeah, this is ridiculous. It shows how popular you become.
Okay. Touché, I think, is what they call that. Right there. So welcome to WMFO Medford. We're Tufts Freeform Radio. We're a freeform station, and every Saturday morning they let me come up here and do what I'm about to do, which is play a bunch of freeform music for you, and sometimes have some guests in the 10 o'clock hour. Like today, we have Mark and Les Hurwitz. Les, you've already heard from. Mark is, as we said, outside. Looking for something to park with the car, and they'll be here all through till 11 a.m. Les will be starting around 9:30, 9:35. You're talking about piano pieces just for the left hand today, right?
Yeah, we're going to talk about an industry that's not generally known, and but should be. And perhaps I'll help people out a little bit.
I think so. I can't wait. And Mark's going to be here to talk about what he does. He has Boston's Hidden Restaurants, where you'll find it at hiddenboston.com. So we'll talk about some restaurants that are hidden, some openings and closings. And he's also got a five-song set that's going to happen today as well. So all that's coming up. So let me start you off with the first song of the day. I have something new from our friends in Bird Mancini. They participated in a collection for Bob Dylan songs. It's called Dylanology, a low-budget tribute to the songs of Bob Dylan, and their contributions are two. This is one of them. It's excellent, called Gotta Serve Somebody. It's Brand New Noise here at WMFO Medford. Young Turk,
Show me a better way. apart, stubborn as we are, with matters of the heart. Science, God, and you all agree, we've become something we weren't meant to be. Paths run parallel, here and up above, distance held by heart, afraid to open up.
Yet even though our love burns slow, it warms me and all around, sight and sound.
We have found a common ground, like the stars. What must we be? Eternally alone.
Try my This is more like it.
You're listening to WMFO Medford.
WMFO Medford. Oh my God, my headphones are way too loud. Why do I do that to myself? I don't know. Oh, I'm Mike. Hi, everybody. How are you? It's WMFO.
Hey, I'm checking my mic here.
Yeah? Do you do that by tapping on it like that?
I do.
Yeah, Mark Hurwitz is up here now. Hey, how you doing?
Hey, a day two for me of a radio jag going on right now.
Yep, and hi again, Les. How are you? I heard you adjusting your mic.
He was adjusting his mic too.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what's new?
Well, the parking situation here is no good anymore.
I know. I had to pay to park.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all about me, and you know, it's all about privilege. And I'm like, why do I have to pay?
I'm going to pay you back in food.
Okay.
Okay.
Food's good.
Okay.
So I'll be waiting for that. I'm waiting right now.
Very good. So Mark and Les will be with me till 11 a.m. As I said in the open, we'll do one more set, and then Les will treat us to some piano music specifically for the left hand, as I gesticulate with my left hand on the radio. And Mark's going to be up sometime in the 10 o'clock hour. You've got some information about restaurants, restaurant reviews, openings, closings, plus a five-song set.
Five-song set doing Britpop, which we were doing yesterday on the radio, too.
Yeah, I heard that.
And I love Britpop, you know. And the good thing is, the songs are short. Britpop songs are short, so we won't be under the gun with time. That's for sure.
Yeah, right. All right, I'm going to start off the next set with new noise from Greta Van Fleet. The jury's out on this one for me. I don't know. It's brand new, so I want to play it.
They have a sound.
They're super popular.
Yeah.
I want to play them. They have a new record that's coming out called Anthem of Peaceful Army. Brand new noise called Watching Over. New Greta Van Fleet here at WMFO. Medford. Oh, yeah, I got some requests going to come up in this set as well.
Oh, hey, thanks for reminding us.
Yeah, sure. Okay. That's fine. Bye.
The one. both know I'm heads over heels for you. And when the day melts down into a sleepy red glow, that's when my desires start to show.
Hey, this is Amanda Palmer and the Grand Theft Orchestra, and you're listening to WMFO, Medford.
Lonely as one.
It's WMFO Medford. Mike on the mic here at 9:49 in the morning with Mark and Les Hurwitz. How you guys?
Good morning.
Fine, good morning.
What's going on?
Well, we'll see.
I'm awake. That's something.
Oh, really? Is that the way it's going to be?
Yeah. I was at Bunratty's last night. How weird is that? How weird is hanging out in a different decade?
You know? I was going to say that name has just been around here forever and ever.
I know. It was a different Bunratty's, but we'll talk about that later.
Will we? Or are you just saying that?
I'm just saying that, actually.
All right. That last set ended up. It was a great set. It had a bunch of requests in there, which I really love to do. Our last song of the set was a local guy, all of 20 years old, I believe, from a 2017 album called Next in Line. That was Tyler Morris Band, Willie the Wimp. Just an excellent cover of Stevie Ray Vaughan. I hope to hear more from him. And I know Dave Riley's been talking to me about having him come in here. So
that'd be
really nice.
Yeah.
The Revivalists, just before that, 2015, they put out that great record called Men Amongst Mountains, Wish I Knew You. The Magpie Salute by request from Martin Bono. The 2017 album High Water One that was colorblind. Martin, have fun seeing him tonight. I know you don't get to too many shows, Martin, so yeah, take it easy. He goes every single
Where are they playing?
I don't know. I wish I knew. I was going to look, but of course I didn't because I'm not a real
DJ. They're getting
DJ.
a lot of press right now.
Yeah, Martin, I'm sure you'll weigh in and let us know when he's playing. Sorry that I'm so lame. Jimi Hendrix by request just before that from Tom Ruprecht, 1967. Access Bold as Love CD. That was You Got Me Floatin'. And it sounds like a Stephen King novel or something. You Got Me Floatin'.
It does. Or yeah. No, it sounds like something else. It'll come to me.
Okay.
I don't know. I'll tell you at 3 a.m. I'll text you.
Sure, I'll be around. Yeah. Greta Van Fleet was the new noise for that set from a forthcoming record called Anthem of Peaceful Army that was Watching Over, and we've come to blows here about whether or not we like that.
Yeah. I mean, it has a good sound.
It sounds like you would expect it to sound from what we've heard.
But it sounds like Rush. It sounds like Bad Company. It sounds like Led Zeppelin.
Well, somebody would argue that that's their, you know, the folks that they grew up with. Listened to and influenced by, and that's how they play.
But hopefully they get their own sound at some point.
That's the thing. I hope so.
I mean, they're talented.
Talent is there. Yeah. Just don't know if, I don't know.
And they'll be the biggest band in the world, and we'll be, walking around with our canes saying, this Greta Van Fleet,
It's not that we don't like them. We just want better for them. How's that?
That's good.
We'll try to be positive for once in our lives.
I don't know about that.
Les, what do you think about that? Are we ever positive, ever?
Oh, I'm not thinking about anything right now. I'm just listening because I'm rapt with attention listening to the ingenuity of speech here.
All right. Well, if you could please...
Whatever that means.
If you could please start thinking, because it's time for Les to present piano music written specifically for the left hand.
Right.
Tell us all about that, would you?
Well, I guess we could call it an industry. It began by way of natural curiosity in the 19th century with such composers as Camille Saint-Saëns, who wrote The Swan, things like that. Hector Berlioz, the great French composer who wrote the Symphonie Fantastique. And by the way, little known is the fact that Berlioz happened to be the first great composer who was on drugs. And his drug of the day was opium. And evidently it helped his art quite a bit because we know about him today. At any rate, these people were among a few who were beginning to examine technological aspects coming out of the knowledge that was being given to them by their own creations during the 19th century, the golden age of what we know of as the piano, which remains pretty much the same today physically in terms of design, the way it was in the certainly from the latter half of the 19th century to the present. And so, great composers, especially of the piano, like Chopin or Liszt or Schumann, really brought forth the grandeur of the piano by way of the vocabulary of their compositions. But the two notables I'd like to talk about just for a moment in the 19th century were Alexander Scriabin, a Russian composer who died in 1915. And as a student, there was a time that he was practicing a great deal. He was an excellent pianist and decided to learn a behemoth of a piece written by Franz Liszt called the Don Juan Fantasy, extremely difficult. And Scriabin overdid it, practiced hours a day on the piece, and injured his right hand. And as a composer, he had to turn to different ways of thinking about what to write. I mean, he had to say, gee, I cannot play with my right hand, therefore should I do something about music that I write for the left hand alone? So to come out of it, if you'd like to hear one of the masterpieces, one of the early masterpieces of music written for only five fingers, listen to one of his two nocturnes written late in the 19th century. The other was Brahms himself, one of the great composers, who decided to try this new venture by taking a piece by Bach, a great toccata of Bach, and transcribing it for left hand alone. These two pieces, the one by Scriabin and the one by Bach, are the most notable coming out of the 19th century. Now, let's go to the 20th century and a personal tragedy. In World War I, a young pianist by the name of Paul Wittgenstein, that's W-I-T-T-G-E-N Stein, S-T-E-I-N, was drafted in the army, into the German army, and shortly after he ended up in the trenches, suffered a severe injury to his right arm, shoulder, necessitating tragically, and this is a great budding pianist, genius, coming out of Germany, early 20s, having his right arm amputated. Can you imagine what he must have been thinking? I know he was thinking of things such as suicide, where do I go, and all this sort of thing. And what happened is that composers started, who knew about his reputation and tragedy, hastened to him and started writing for the left hand, for the one hand he had left. And to make a long story short, Paul Wittgenstein ended up with a long career of music written for, by composers, or transcribed by composers, pieces well known, for the left hand alone. And I remember, and this is, remember, this is a fellow in the First World War, I remember seeing him on Channel 2, GBH, as a student. When I was a student, I saw him live doing a recital as an old man of music for the left hand alone. And that opened my eyes, and our ears, if you will, about, my goodness, the possibility, the word possibility with a capital P just looms in front of you. And obviously it loomed in front of great composers. In 1929, 11 years after the tragedy of World War I, one of the great composers, one of the one of the impressionistic composers out of France, and post-impressionistic composers, Maurice Ravel, who wrote the Bolero, very well known, became, you know, was a famous composer, was commissioned by Paul Wittgenstein to write an original composition of length and dimension for the left hand alone. And what the upshot is. It is arguably the most popular piece written for the left hand alone even today. It's the Ravel, the Maurice Ravel, R-A-V-E-L, Concerto for the Left Hand Piano and Orchestra. And listen to the possibilities of the conversation between piano and orchestra with a man using only five fingers. Just think of the dimensional possibilities here. And on it went with Wittgenstein. What opened was the reality of, my goodness, this possibility of bringing down the number of fingers from 10 to 5 on the piano creates a challenge. This is both by the composer and the performer. And so a lot of music has been written for, original music, has been written for the left hand, only five fingers, and other pieces transcribed by composers of well-known pieces, written for the left hand alone. The thing to listen for, and I would enjoin the audience to do something you normally don't do. When you listen to this station and other stations and listen to music, you sit back and are entertained or are doing other things. I would enjoin you to consider, metaphorically at least, sidling up to the edge of your chair and becoming involved activistically in listening to such things as the miracle, which is on the piano. You can't be down on the sax or the trumpet or the clarinet one note at a time. On the piano, one can play as many as 10 notes because there are 10 fingers. Actually, there can be more than 10 notes played simultaneously. Chopin himself wrote chords he couldn't reach by traversing the thumb horizontally across the crack between two notes and giving us 6 notes, even 7 notes on the piano with just one hand of the chord. Therefore, the harmony is given to us no matter what. And so this sort of thing, and the object lesson is the word simultaneity. When you listen and have fun, you're going to be more entertained by listening to the music you're about to hear. If you think, especially for those of you who played the piano and are familiar with the question, how much simultaneity, how many notes can be played at one time? Or even horizontally, if one note can be played, but at a rate of 14 to 17 notes per second, with the left hand alone, can we come up with a complete statement on the piano, musically? And by golly, wait till you hear what you're about to hear. It is very popular today. One of the arguably